had to break into about 10 more encores, and I could stay any of them all. But I was told by the speaker that on my first appearance in Washington in three generations, I couldn't keep the Senate and the House waiting. And I believe they are waiting around the hotel. I said three generations because Washington counts 4 years as a generation. And a great many things have happened since I was in Washington, left here in 1920. I suppose most people, when they have been away for a long time from a city, picture that city as vastly larger and greater and more magnificent than it ever really was. But in the case of Washington, just the other way around. And I'm beginning to make the acquaintance of a Washington that is very new to me. I remember the press club when it occupied two small rooms and had one bottle of beer almost empty. when you blew the smoke out of your mouth, it hit the ceiling and came back into your eyes. Some of us old timers remember those days. I'm very happy to see these magnificent quotes. National Press Club, the club, so well deserved. I've been learning a good deal about Washington during these short few hours. During the campaign, I made a number of speeches about Washington and the things that had happened here during recent years. Tonight, when I was coming around from the hotel, with the speaker, I wasn't quite certain where we were because most of the old landmarks had gone. And we came past the corner of a beautiful new building. I said, "Jack, what's that building?" He said, "That's the Department of Commerce." I said, "Oh, yeah." I believe I mentioned it to Kevin Payne. We started talking about a number of things. About 5 minutes later, I went down to the old building. I said, "John, what's that building?" He said, "Oh, that's the Fox Pump." By the speaker But on my first appearance in Washington in three generations, I couldn't keep the Senate and the House waiting. And I believe they are waiting around the hotel. I said three generations because Washington counts 4 years as a generation. And a great many things have happened since I was in Washington, left here in 1920. I suppose most people, when they have been away for a long time from a city, picture that city as vastly larger and greater and more magnificent than it ever really was. But in the case of Washington, it's just the other way around. And I'm beginning to make the acquaintance of a Washington that is very new to me. I remember the press club when it occupied two small rooms and had one bottle of beer almost empty. when you blew the smoke out of your mouth, it hit the ceiling and came back into your eyes. Some of us old-timers remember those days. I'm very happy. I'm very happy to see these magnificent quarters. The National Press Club so well deserved. I've been learning a good deal about Washington during these short few hours. During the campaign, I made a number of speeches about Washington and the things that had happened here during recent years. Tonight, when I was coming around from the hotel with the speaker, I wasn't quite certain where we were because most of the old landmarks are gone. In the same south corner of a beautiful new building, I said, "Jack, what's that building?" He said, "That's the Department of Commerce." I said, "Oh, yeah." I believe I mentioned it in the campaign. And we started talking about a number of things. About 5 minutes later, I looked out to the whole building. I said, "John, what's that building?" He said, "Oh, that's the Department of Commerce." We started talking again. I looked up for 2 minutes. A beautiful corner of the building. I said, "Speaker, what's that?" He said, "That's the other end of the Department of Commerce." So you see, I'm learning a great deal about Washington. And when I actually come down here next March, I shall count on your advice, instruction, and guidance to tell me about the new national capital. Of course, as I shall always talk to you off the record, you can talk to me off the record as well. It's a joy to be back here with you all. It's a particular joy to be able to come to a party and talk entirely off the record. I shall do it very often in the future. I'm very happy to meet you here tonight. Very good of you to give me this perfectly grand party. I wish I didn't have to go. I wish I could stay all the way through and stay with you until the wee small hours of the morning, because I believe that until the 4th of March, I have that privilege on almost any occasion I want to. And it's only because of this important engagement with Capitol Hill that I have to leave you at this time. I want to say only one word, and that is what I consider to be a very prophetic picture on the outside of this very delightful dinner card. A picture of the capital of the United States on a very wet night.